Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
God, I wish I was there for that. See that man's cleats sitting in that spot.
That's the only thing left. Only thing left.
Hit him.
Hey, knocked him about it in blue and white socks, and Paco took them and sold them.
Placement right.
Hey, Sean Pendergast text said, you know, his daughter's a cross-country runner.
Yeah.
Said that he's already hit her up. Seth's already hit her up to put him on a regiment to get him ready.
I'm going to tell you, man. That's the beginning of crazy right there. Hit up a collegiate cross-country track runner after as a damn former defensive lineman and say, hey, put me on a schedule. Let me know what I need to do.
Dead serious.
Ooh, man.
But beat himself up. I'm guessing he heard you yesterday, and he took your 8, and then he took it to 7. You said I'm shooting for 8. He said he's shooting.
I don't know if I've ever ran a 7. I don't know if I've ever been close.
7 is fast, right? Like that. Like I mean, that's super.
And by the way,
we're just getting out of the streets.
By the way, I do want to clarify. I wish those guys were still here. I mean, I think I can get in the 8-minute. I'm not saying I can get to 8-minute.
You think you can?
I think
I can get 8:35.
I can get sub 9-minute. Okay. I can get 8 something. I know I can. I can do that right now.
You can do that right now.
I can do that right now. Now I ain't running. I ain't going to take a step afterwards.
Yeah. I need
an ice bucket to put my head in at the other end of that mile. But I can get you. Yeah. I think I can get into the 8s. High 8s right now.
High 8s. All right. Well.
I mean, I can run, walk 11s.
I don't believe any of this is going to happen. You guys have been talking about a golf tournament.
Well, Tyler's knee's hurt. He can't play. I tried to put it on a schedule, and his knee hurts. He can't play.
BS. Huh? Like a two-year span you've been hiding.
I don't think Tyler said his knee hurts.
Nope. You're making excuses you know what.
You did have that oblique situation, I think, that did stop us. You had an injury. I thought it was the oblique. Something happened.
Y'all probably know, whatever you say.
I can't remember. You had an injury. Shoulder. That's right. It was a shoulder.
Yeah,
that's right.
Something. Y'all are all over it.
It was a shoulder. Yeah. But again, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right. Someone texted in, T-Mill, please clip the audio of CJ saying, shut up, fatty, and use it against Ron. Ah, boy, we got some nice folks out here, don't we?
Not my style.
That's a nice folks. Hey, man, as long as you ain't a fat ass saying that, I'm good with it. Your ass better be under 225 saying that about me. If you're a fat ass, you better shut your ass up and use it for yourself.
You're fat, too.
Tell you, man. Hey,
yeah, that is one, Ron, where you want to be like,
hey, no, hey, man, don't, it,
If you ain't sitting over there built like Danielle Hunter, you need to shut the hell up.
I'll tell you, hey man, I tell you that time I almost got into it with that guy that I was in the gym one time.
Oh no, so
and that dude who was running about 285 to 290 tried to come over to me and talk about my lat pull down. I said, Hey man, I know what I'm doing here. Chill out. Man, won't you go figure something else out, man? And that's a rule, man. I'm telling you right now, Clint, I'm not walking over to nobody to give nobody no pointers. Man, I ain't game with.
Hey, let me help nobody. You out with your form there, bro.
Nobody, no damn pointer. Hey, man, I want you to look out here, man. That leg press you're doing. Like, you can't. Hey,
you
got to have a certain look to be able to give pointers at the gym. A certain look to give pointers at the gym. All right, a lot to get to today. It is a Wednesday. So look, get ready in the 4 o'clock hour. Our guy Brandon Scott gives his Texans report, and it's a doozy. We heard from D'Amico and Nick Caserio today, so a lot to get to with him, as well as stock up, stock down coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But Clint, I think we start with kind of the news of the day with Joe Mixon and the update. We found out this week that Joe Mixon is going to miss at least the first 4 weeks. We still don't have a lot of detail on the injury, but Nick Caserio, he met with the media first, and he went through a lot of things about Joe Mixon. But then when he was asked, will Joe Mixon play at any point this season, this was his answer.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll evaluate those players after 4 weeks and kind of see where they are in their progression and then make a determination.
We'll see. We'll. Hold on, Tyler. We'll see. Hold on, Tyler. Hold up. Is that where we are right now?
We don't like that.
With Joe Mixon, listen, I didn't really. I know I said this to you yesterday. Like, you don't think it's really on the table because Adam Schefter said that. I still think we will see Joe Mixon, but I don't know, Clint. When they talk about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he said a little we'll see, but he talked about him being closer to practice. Whew. He's progressing well. Like, we've heard him talk about that. We'll see with Joe Mixon. Like, I would feel like you'd have some confidence in, man. Hey, man, it's you got 18 weeks.
Oh, no.
And two more before the season starts.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. All my blind trust folks out there, you might want to change the channel because this is – you ain't going to like this. To me, Ron, the Joe Mixon thing is significantly worse than we thought. And look, here's the deal. You're looking at a guy, Trent Brown. Trent Brown was at practice. Trent Brown was seen at practice.
We've had an understanding of what his injury is.
Yes. Too. Trent Brown was at – there is a new offense being installed. You are the number one running back on this football team. Unless they're amputating one of your legs, you should be at practice.
Where are thou?
Like, and if said, at least mental rep, right?
100%. The mental rep for yourself. This isn't about being there to be the leader that I wanted Laremy Tunsil to be for 3 or 4 years before they got his ass up out of here. This is, I'm going to be there because the only thing I can do is get mental reps. The only thing I can do is be around my team behind the huddle to keep that chemistry, to keep that camaraderie, to keep in the feels of the team. This is wild, man. He has not been seen. Yeah. The injury list he was put on, they can downplay it all they want. The injury list that he was put on was a non-football injury where he was injured away from the organization. Well, what was he doing? Oh, I don't know. I mean, he hadn't been seen. He appears to have zero interest in getting mental reps with this new offense and being around the guys. We have no idea how the injury occurred. All we know is the list he was on. It occurred away from he was not under team's control and working out with the team when it's happened. And now all of a sudden, everybody you ask about it, the little bit of push the media gave Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, you could see steam coming out of their ears with it.
Holy!
I mean, they have been
very defensive.
Yeah,
every time
hell
you
yeah.
in a weird way, like
in a dismissive like. What are y'all? Why are y'all asking about? He's a Pro Bowl running back. That's a number one running back for a team that has declared they're going to be a physical up front run football team. Yeah, they've got questions about it. Hell yeah, there's questions that you're going to get pushed on it. I mean, there's steam coming out of it. This is not this. There's nothing normal about this. Like the fact, and keep an eye on this. The fact that it's being, the fact that it's specifically being, he's on a list that is specifically for an injury that occurred away from team activities. Right?
Yeah. That part too. Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't ask about us getting hurt though, Clint.
Nobody, because nobody cares about us getting hurt. Nobody cares. Yeah. If I lose my voice, ain't nobody losing no sleep over. Ain't nobody selling their season tickets.
That's a good point.
I promise you that. The bottom line is, I'm telling you, I may be crazy, but this ain't no damn hot take. Them cats being so guarded about this and being so defensive about this and getting heated about it like this when they're pressed on. They're acting like we're asking about Dare Agunbowale or something. You're talking about a Pro Bowl running back that is by far the best leader on this offensive unit.
Or not just that, it's like people want to know information that is like personal or outside the realm of.
Well, that's what I mean.
We're not asking about, you know, his marriage. We're asking about.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Like, what is the reasoning? We haven't seen him.
We can get into the D'Amico audio later. Like, D'Amico's dead ass wrong on this deal.
Let's try to be first, boys.
He's just dead wrong.
I didn't understand what he was talking.
You're just trying to report it first, Ron. Right, well, stop.
We can get that audio. We can get that audio. We can get that
because I want to play it in full.
But just
I
don't look have time. As a fan, I'm serious. I personally am leaning more into. Hey, man. You can dismiss, like Nick dismissed the different kind of lists that you can put guys on. Oh, the league does that.
Smart, by the way.
Don't forget about that. If you're watching this situation unfold, if you don't care, hell, move on. But if you want to watch this, I don't think it's a coincidence that it is being specified, if you will, that he was injured elsewhere.
Yeah. Hopefully, again, as we said the other day, this is a 4-week thing. I'm not sure. Again, everything you just said, from how this feels very similar, as I said yesterday, to the Christian Harris thing, where there have been injuries with players, and in some way it's been reported by somebody of what the injury was, or they've talked about it,
yeah.
Except for what Christian Harris. We just act like he didn't exist.
Right.
Right, and it's happening again with Joe Mixon. Like, it's not a weird thing that you had, what, 3 Pro Bowlers last year?
Yeah.
Him, Nico, and Stingley.
Well, look, but Ron, here's the deal. Like, if you don't, I'm not saying, for the record, I'm not saying that D'Amico or Nick or anybody has they don't have to disclose anything. I totally get that. But to be so defensive when asked about this particular player under this set of circumstances is to me wild.
We don't like that.
Like that's wild. And I think there's a lot of things going on here. One, you haven't seen the guy, period. Hell, I heard Sean Pendergast, who's been to damn near. I think he slides by the stadium over there and watches from the bridge. The bridge above the practice field. He hadn't seen, just joking, by the way. I don't think Sean Pendergast does that. He hadn't seen Joe Mixon. If Sean Pendergast has not seen Joe Mixon, then Joe Mixon's ass ain't been around. That's crazy.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Federal HIPAA laws protect our personal health information. Why is Mixon's medical information any different? You think about it, champ.
Is that Dusty?
Listen, for me, and I agree with this texter, the complete disregard of issues with Joe Mixon makes me feel like this thing is alarming. And the way they're handling it, the dismissive nature, and not just that, but Clint, them being extremely, extremely like, oh, no. Like we're coming out. Like, I mean, D'Amico came out, I mean, so hard against it, and then, like, started talking about all kinds of other things. Like, it is, like, weird. Like, well, hold on, what the hell is going on? Why are you coming so hard about Hey, man, what's going on with your Pro Bowl running back?
Get out!
What's the injury? It makes me think that there's... I'm not saying that I have any kind of inside knowledge, but it makes me feel like this is a little bit more serious than just a four-week thing. It feels Ryan. Much more like a deal of Christian Harris last year where he missed like 13 weeks.
Yeah. Well, their deal is their crutch here is and I get it, being a former player that DeMeco is always protect the player. There's a time when zero transparency in a situation, in my opinion, where zero transparency about an injury in a situation like this does more harm than the one beat reporter, beat writer that does that, that has an inaccurate report on an injury he saw on the damn practice field. Like we're just that is not what this situation is, and it's interesting that it's kind of couched that way.
All right, I want to ask you a thought off of the Mixon news, where it feels like a little bit more of a serious thing, and Astros somehow lost to the Rockies last night, which means Tyler lost a little money. Somehow lost to the Rockies last night.
No, we didn't.
But Jordan, well, he had him on the money line. Jordan did make his return. What do we think about his performance? We'll do that coming up next.
Take the drive.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
With this situation and the Joe Mixon thing, and I guess we'll see it in 4 weeks where he is. Hopefully we start to see him get out there and see him during this season out there potentially on the field watching whatever. Hopefully he is able to come back this year. But, I mean, that was an interesting thing to hear the general manager be noncommittal, I would say at best, about his Pro Bowl running back returning. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Clint, if this is a situation where, you know, it's a lengthy time miss, or even what Nick Caserio was noncommittal about, can the Texans get to where they want to get to with their current running back room?
The arrow's pointed up.
You get the sense that they can get where they want to get, depending on, you know, who's there and how much they put emphasis on running the football this year?
Well, I think the answer is yes.
Okay.
Crazier things have happened, but the answer is yes. If they are improved, everything offensively hinges on the offensive line. The pass protection, the run game, the success, the ability to win more than 10 games, the ability to be a real threat to a Super Bowl, everything hinges on the offensive line. If that offensive line is better, and you get a Nick Chubb that is, let's say, slightly better than what everybody thinks. I mean, slightly better than the injured running back over the last couple of years, slightly better than the aging running back, but still has a little tread on the tires, and or you get a Woody Marks that is you know, produces beyond his fourth-year draft slot. Those two things right there, it starts with the offensive line, without a doubt. It's where every conversation starts with this offense. Really, I think with the team, if we're being honest, because the standard is so high, the bar is set so high. But with this running back room, if the offensive line improves just to, again, an average NFL line, middle of pack NFL offensive line, then yes, I believe Nick Chubb, Woody Marks would be a combo that could get it done. Absolutely.
Damien, you didn't have Damien in there.
Damien can be a little piece of it. I think I'm not betting on that.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on that.
I think for them, if they had to go without a Joe Mixon again, we're not saying that. I'm just saying that the general manager was noncommittal on if he'll return this season. And as Clint has highlighted the last several days, like, we haven't seen him. Like, just not even seen him at all. I don't know. Have you seen him since Kansas City?
I have not.
We have not seen him. I think Woody Marks would be the one, Clint, that you would look at and say, if Woody Marks is the one that could step up for them to get what they need to get out of that running back position.
Yeah.
That would be the one. Like, if this was just a Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, Dari Ogunbowale type of situation, and Woody Marks wasn't there, I would think they've got to go make a real move. See what the Jets will do for Breece Hall or something like that. I would think they would have to make a real move. But I do think there is potentially something with Woody Marks. Hell, maybe by week four, when Mixon is eligible to come back or something like that, that he takes his game up another level. Because we've seen in the NFL, if there is one position that can catch on pretty quickly from rookies, the running back position, especially running the football. And he seems to have the pass blocking thing down pretty well, but the running back seemed to kind of jump out quicker than other positions as rookies. So,
well, I mean, yeah, the hurdle for most young running backs is the pass protection piece of listening, retaining, and applying an offense. It's not inside outside zone. It's not some kind of gap scheme. They've all ran counter. They've all ran power. They've all ran duo. They've all done that. Contrary to what a lot of people want to think about Damian Pierce, he's done it all, and he knows how to do it all, and he's been effective running back doing it all. The reality of it is when you get thrown a playbook that has 25 different pass protections that are all executed four or five different ways based on what the defense is doing. Most rookie running backs really struggle with that part of it. And I know we've seen nothing but vanilla defenses in the preseason. And so he may struggle with that down the road. But right now, the three preseason games, and I'm sure a ton of practice, what we've seen, and I got to believe what they've seen from Woody Marks is that he's mature beyond his years and has shown the ability to execute those pass protections, and is probably going to get rewarded because of it.
All right, fellas, the Astros, whatever the hell that was, lost 6-1 yesterday. A big error hurt a lot, but two big errors, you're right, Tyler, hurt a lot. But I mean, they'd have to hit them home runs, though. They'd have to give those up, Hunter. But they lose 6-1. But, Clint, the big story was Jordan coming back. He was 0-2 with two walks. I'll be honest with you. I feel like the big fella's coming. When you get the walks, that's a one.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And hell, that first one, hell, he was four straight pitches. You got to see the fear already of how people want to handle him. But he's seeing the ball well. He wasn't trying to get out of himself and swing at pitches that weren't in the strike zone. He is seeing it well. And one of his outs, Clint, was a hard hit ball opposite field that that the outfielder was able to run down. But I feel like Jordan, hell, he already looks better to me at the plate than he did 100 games ago when he was struggling right before he got injured. He looks like he is seeing the ball well, and he is about to get hot and go on a Jordan roll.
Well, I mean, look, based on what we watched before the injury, it wouldn't take much for him to appear to be seeing the ball better. That was maybe the worst Jordan Alvarez that we've seen. In a sense of like just not seeing it well, seeming to be frustrated at the plate.
Swinging at pitches he normally doesn't swing at.
Yeah, so I mean that part of it, you're correct. He looks much more confident, much more comfortable, and at this point in time, that's really all I care about. It would have been nice to see him hit a couple of bombs last night and maybe win the game because Jordan was back. Don't get me wrong, that would have been beautiful to see, but at the end of the day, it was, you know, Jordan played in the field. I didn't see him make any plays. Did he get any action out in left field? I didn't see it all.
Not really.
To see him back in the lineup, back in the field, and appearing to be full go, that's as an Astros fan, that will, for me, at least for the minute, overshadow losing to the damn Colorado Rockies in the first game of the series at home.
I know he got some action running back on that home run that was in the Crawford box. Mm. I know he did that. But listen, as Tyler has always told me since I've known him, when you start driving the ball opposite field, that's when you know a hitter is
I didn't know Tyler had that in his bag.
I perked my ears up. I was like, damn, what did I say?
I didn't know T had that in his bag.
And that's when you know a hitter is getting close to going off. When they start driving the ball opposite field and they're going with the pitch and not trying to pull it, that's when you know. And that's
words of wisdom, man.
I mean, for 5 years, Tyler has told me that.
Damn, we've been together for 5 years.
Yeah, we have. Yep.
I didn't realize that.
It's time for us to take our relationship to the next level.
I'm always looking for that next step.
Tyler, you want to go to Astros game tonight?
Nah.
We're all something serious and real.
Unfortunately, because we're married, we're not going to be able to do that. But that is, I think, well, I wish we could, boy. 17 years ago. I've been right there with you. All right, coming up, if you missed it, and it was heard right here on In the Loop, the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, he gave his thoughts about the injury situation, especially coming off of kind of a bit of the mystery of Joe Mixon. You do not want to miss. And I'm telling you, I usually don't like to play audio this long, but you do not want to miss what D'Amico Ryans had to say. You'll hear that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a big day here as we continue here on The Drive, coming up a little stock up, stock down in the 3 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that sexiness. And in the 4 o'clock hour, our guy, Brandon Scott. It's Wednesday, 4:40, Texans Report. Has a lot to get to, hearing from Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. And Clint, speaking of D'Amico Ryans, this was interesting. As Tyler, you know, we don't generally like to play audio this long, but I don't feel like you can cut this out. And if you missed it in the first segment, I think Clint and I both were, at the very least, kind of confused by the rant. Would you call it a rant, Tyler?
Oh, that's exactly the word that popped into my mind in the middle of this 2.5 minutes from head coach D'Amico.
As I look down and I see it labeled as rant alert. Yeah, I think you would call it a rant.
And you really can't cut it, like you said, because you'd miss out on so many of the juicy, just great emotions that are within this audio.
So as we know, the Joe Mixon situation, there's not been a lot of information, right? We played yesterday, Adam Schefter pitch a fit about the lack of information and some other local people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And of course, Nick Caserio and D'Amico were asked about that today by the media, but this was him in response to the handling of injuries.
Yeah, everything we do for when it comes to injuries, and I don't again talk about the injuries much because I'm thinking about the player. Like, it's different for me. I played the game, so I can see all the news and media that circulates on everybody speculating. Well, it's not us speculating. It's everybody who's writing the stories are speculating. So it's more so of, let's not speculate if you don't know the true information. And why is everybody so quick to find some story on a player when he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with? That's his personal information. I don't think anybody would speculate on the people who are writing the story wouldn't speculate on your medical situation, because would that be fair? No, it wouldn't be. So it's all out of respect to the players and the men who put the work in the locker room to grind and what they put their bodies through to be on the fields. Like, that's always the forefront of my thoughts. Everybody really doesn't care about our players in that manner. Everybody kind of just wants to write a story. And now in the day and age where we are, with everybody wants to be first with a story, there's no repercussions for people writing inaccurate stories about players. You can just put something out and you don't really know the information. It's not true, but nothing happens. You just, take it down. So where is the old school reporting where people used to fact find, take time, really dig and find like the true accurate information on players? That doesn't happen anymore, right? Everybody wants to get it. I get it. It's the microwave society. Everybody wants it quick. Everybody wants it now. And that leads to inaccurate information. Well, I would just say it's really that's Joe's business. That's whoever's business. And don't talk about it. Let him be at peace. Let him do what he has to do to recover and get back right to play the game that he sacrificed his body, time for. All these guys do that. So the speculation, it isn't from our end. It's from everybody else who wants to be first. And that's, I get it. It's the clickbait. I want to be first. I reported it first, so I'm the best. Well, how is that helping our players? It's not. And it's inaccurate. And what happens to you when you put out an inaccurate story? Nothing. So who's the benefit from this? Our players aren't benefiting from it. Joe isn't benefiting from it. So what are we talking about here, right? So for me, it's always about protecting our players because I truly care about our players.
Clint,
Wow, dude.
When he said, what are we talking about here? I remember driving in a car here, listening to it on In the Loop. And that's exactly what I said.
Ditto.
I said, I'm not kidding. Like, listen, you know, you got to preface this by, hey, D'Amico's a good dude, right? I don't know him well at all. But
love Miko.
Even the interactions we've had on the air, off the air, seeing him from afar, a good dude. Clint, I'm honestly not following him.
I'm confused
on this. And to me, it comes off of as if like it's a distraction to something else. Because I hear the words he's saying, Clint, but I'm just not following how that has to do with, hey man, what's going on with your Pro Bowl running back? And what's the injury situation? I hear him when he talks about clickbait and stories and getting the stories right. Nobody has a story because nobody has any information, right? Like, I don't.
Yeah, look, man, I just don't think the case that he's pleading here, almost out of frustration, I just don't think it applies to this yeah, particular that's... situation. I don't think it applies to DJ Bieniemy. I don't think it applies to Jonathan Alexander.
Aaron Wilson, Brandon Scott,
there's a couple of those guys have not B. Scott, but a couple of Aaron Wilson is a guy that goes out and reports things and tries to be first. So that Aaron Wilson approach to the thing is almost being taken out on everybody, right? And so I just don't think that what he is applying to the Joe Mixon situation should be applied to the Joe Mixon situation, right? He's responding to a question about Joe Mixon specifically, who is a Pro Bowl player, who is the number one, I would say the biggest leader on this offensive unit, right? This isn't about being first. This has been going on for months, right? This isn't about being first. It's about covering a team. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's everybody's getting a response as if everybody is trying to fight for being first. And really, there's a handful of people in the business, both nationally and locally, that are really trying to be first.
I didn't know we were racing.
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. There is.
Like you said, there are the guys whose gig kind of falls into that, yeah. But I've never thought that once right here in this producer booth.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was talking to us, but there's in general, I think he's making a very, very good point. I just don't think it applies. And in this situation, given who you're talking about, how long it's been going on, if you want accuracy, then there needs to be some level of transparency, right? I mean, his words himself is you know, where are the people who want to fact find? Well, that's what they're doing. They're asking the head coach 6 weeks into this weird situation with the star running back, hey, man, what's going on? I mean, folks are trying to do what it is D'Amico Ryans just said. Look, I said this earlier. I'll say it again, and I'm going to say it every time we talk about it. I'd say that the team going to an extreme, as they're doing right here in the Mixon case, as well as last year in the Christian Harris case, and really bled into this year, I would argue that from a standpoint of giving the world that much time to speculate and put out accurate or inaccurate, you know, reports of what's going on with a player, I would argue that approach. Now it may not matter, but I would argue that approach is just as damaging as one random beat writer being inaccurate on a report of an injury. I would argue that allowing, like right now, you've got a national, who was it, Ian Rapoport or was it Schefter? Schefter is shook. I mean, it's obviously a real thing. Schefter is shook about this deal. And if in reality, if it were just, hey, he's got a foot injury, he re-injured it this offseason, it's being worked on, he's going to be out, we know, for 4 weeks, and then we'll check and see what's going down at the 7 week mark. We hope like hell that our star running back is back, and we understand why you're asking about it. I don't understand the frustration, I guess, is my point. Like, he's clearly frustrated
with it. When he's saying speculation, in this case, a while back, it was Ian Rapoport who first reported that, yeah, he could miss the entire preseason. And him being ready for the season is in doubt. And that was the first time.
That was a speculation that ended up being spot on.
But that was the first time. That was the report about Joe Mixon. And then I think he came out and I would say he gave a defensive statement in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we never heard another update or anything else about Joe Mixon. And then the next thing we hear is he's going to be on the on the list where he's got to miss four games.
Speculate and recollate.
And then before D'Amico just spoke today, the general manager was asked, will he miss the season? And the general manager was noncommittal. So, like, right. Like, he said, we'll see. Like, I mean, what would be the response or reaction that he's having an issue that's been given on the Joe Mixon case especially off of what he was just saying about clickbait and trying to be first and all that. I'm just like, just trying to figure out what's going on with with this important player.
Well, relatively speaking, I mean, it's been pretty light about the Joe Mixon situation.
nobody's saying anything.
I mean, nobody.
He might be missing a whole year. Hell yeah, it's been light.
Yeah, it's just the frustration, I guess, that appears to be present with both Nick and D'Amico is interesting. It's like C.J. Gardner-Johnson being on the roster at this point. Like, hey man, what's going on with C.J. Gardner-Johnson? And we go back. It's going back to the injury situation and being vague, which is fine. I don't have a problem with them handling it any way they want to handle. I have no problem. It's the frustration and like pushing back on DJ and the fellas that are there reporting on the team as if they're the ones that are trying to be first on everything is an interesting.
But even
frustration,
with the C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing, they've expressed to us that he's progressing. And we know what the injury is.
And him being on the 53 tells you.
But Nick spoke about his injury and talked about where he is. But you asked about Joe Mixon. It turns into like a lecture on I don't know.
We don't like that.
It's just really weird. It's like, I mean, we're not trying to be first. We're just trying to be something. What's going on with it? Coming up next, D'Amico spoke about a few other things as well, and he gave a huge vote of confidence to his new OC. Wait till you hear what he had to say about Nick Caley and why he was such a big factor of him bringing him in. We'll discuss that next.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.